And good afternoon. Welcome to Wyoming Sports Talk today. Larry Perotti, along with Junior across the way, Nick Perotti. It is time to talk with TJ McBride, Denver Nuggets insider from Mile High Sports. And we picked the perfect time to talk with TJ because
marquee matchup tonight at the Pepsi Center.
Too bad this is game 82, the battle for first place in the Western Conference right now. Because
I mean, it's still a battle for the first place.
Oh, I know, but I wish this was game 82, especially if you're a Nuggets fan, we both being Warrior fans. But TJ, surprise, 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 the Denver Nuggets right now holding down that number one seed in the West.
It's been pretty incredible to watch their ability to continue to hold on to that number one seed. That's the one thing that I've been most stunned about, is that whenever adversity has faced this Nuggets team, they've kind of just stared them back down and fought back with as much intensity as they had. They are not letting go of this number one seed lightly, and that is going to be the exact same thing that is on display tonight against the Warriors, because if they lose their grip on the number one seed in the Western Conference, and there's no team in the West that has held on to the first seed as long as Denver has. It means a lot to them to hold on to that one seed, and they're going to give it everything they have tonight.
Well, here we are again at this point in time. We sit with the Denver Nuggets as the number one team in the Western Conference. But, again, looking back to last season where it ended for the Denver Nuggets on the outside, looking in, again, that final game where they eventually lost to Minnesota and, again, did not make the playoffs. What has been the difference of the Denver Nuggets compared to last year sitting out and missing the playoffs to where here we are, they are the number one team right now in the Western Conference?
Two things for me. The first one is urgency. I mean, they've missed the playoffs by one game in back-to-back seasons now. Everyone points to last year missing it in game 82, but they were only one game back in the year prior as well. So they have been very frustrated with the fact that they have been right there and have been unable to get over the hump. So as opposed to just letting games go and not really coming in with the same level of effort every night, they're coming in as if any single game could be the reason that they missed the playoffs. So their urgency has been insane, and then their confidence. This is a team that no longer feels like the young and up-and-coming team in the Western Conference. They feel like they belong amongst the elite teams in the NBA, and they are fighting to prove that. So their confidence level has been outrageous this year. This team does not feel like they could ever lose a game. They fight as if they're going to win every game.
TJ McBride, Denver Nuggets insider for Mile High Sports, joining us here on 1480 KRA. TJ, one of the things too that I wanted to mention about the Denver Nuggets, A, the dominance in the can at the Pepsi Center, but they're above the Mendoza line on the road, and that's something that we haven't been able to say a lot for the Denver Nuggets over the last few years. They are actually good road warriors right now.
Yeah, and it's been one of those things to where they've had to look inside of themselves to find a way to have that determination to win on the road, because it's tough, especially when you play in the Western Conference where seeds 1 through 14 are fighting for the playoffs. It's not like they're getting easy road games every single night that they go out there, and now they are one of the top three teams in the Western Conference in terms of road victories as well. They have gone out on the road. They've defended. That's the biggest difference on the road. They have come out there with a sense of urgency to impose their will on their opponent, whether they're at Pepsi Center or whether they're on the road, and because of that, they've been able to catch teams by surprise on the road and get those wins on the road up and up and up, which they need badly to be able to continue on their playoff path they're currently on.
You know, one key win, and I've mentioned this before on this program, it was about a month ago or so when they went to Toronto and beat the Raptors. I know it's a regular season game, but I think when the season ends and wherever the Nuggets wrap up and get in a playoff position, they're going to hang their hat. That was one of their biggest wins of the season.
You're not wrong. I mean, when you're able to go into a team like the Raptors, who are as hot as anybody, and they have a player who is flat-out better than Nikola Jokic, surprisingly enough, and Kawhi Leonard, I mean, that's a statement win. But it's not just that statement win. It's against Golden State. It's in Oklahoma City. They have so many of those marquee statement wins now, whether it's on the road or away from the Pepsi Center, to where it's forcing people to take this team seriously, because they have the best record in the Western Conference against teams above 500. Like, that is where they're putting all of their money right now, is because they can hang with anybody on any given night, and that's what their calling card is right now.
Well, again, going off of that theme, as coming up tonight down there at the Pepsi Center, again, hosting the Golden State Warriors, a team that is finding at least some winning streak again on a four-game winning streak, only a half game behind the Denver Nuggets right now for that number one seed in the Western Conference. What does tonight's game mean for the Denver Nuggets to potentially upend that team and get that victory against the Golden State Warriors?
Well, beating the Golden State Warriors once can be written off as a fluke. Beating them twice, especially coming back to the Pepsi Center and beating them again on your home court, that, again, puts the league on notice that this Nuggets team is for real, and they can't use the excuse that the Golden State Warriors are just not taking Denver seriously. If people listen to what came out from the Warriors at shootaround this morning, Michael Malone got as much praise from Kevin Durant and Steph Curry as you could imagine. I mean, Kevin Durant said this is a team that is no longer looked at as a surprise. This is who they expected Denver to be. So they're going to take this game very seriously, and so is Denver, which is why this is going to be such a fun game, because these are the two best teams in the Western Conference, and they're going to be duking it out tonight, and neither of them are coming in with any other motive other than the fact that they want to beat the other team. They want to prove themselves against the best teams in the Western Conference, and right now those two teams are Denver and Golden State.
Let me ask you this question, and again, just sneaking away from the Denver Nuggets. How good will the Golden State Warriors be with the addition of Boogie Cousins once he's officially on that roster for the Golden State Warriors?
Well, I mean, it's completely terrifying, right? Just to think about it in a nutshell, they have never really had a low post presence or a guy who can demand double teams down low. And when that happens, that means you have one less defender to deal with all of those shooters on the perimeter. Of course, this is with the caveat that he has to come back from an Achilles tear at that same level of play, which does not happen for big men very often, if ever at all. But if he's even 70% of what he was earlier in his career, it's going to make them impossible to guard, because they can beat you inside, they can beat you outside, they have some of the best mid-range scorers in the game. There's just no way to be able to defend that Warriors team when they have DeMarcus Cousins on the floor with their other four superstars. There just isn't a way. And I'm so curious to see how the sharing activity level is between them, because DeMarcus Cousins is a guy who has had the ball in his hands all of the time on every single team he's played for. So he's going to have to be okay not having the ball in his hands, creating more out of the low and high post, and demanding those double teammates up, not just to continue trying to punish guys inside. So I'm very curious how this fit works in the long term, but if it's even 70% of what people can hope it can be, it makes them completely unguardable.
Let's look at the maturation process right now that's going on with Jamal Murray for the Denver Nuggets. And again, you know, here's a guy that's making what, about $3.5 million, well under the superstar payrolls that are throughout the NBA. But let's talk about one Jamal Murray for the Nuggets. Again, we know there's Jokic out there, and you know, we know all the other superstars, but Jamal Murray's kind of not so much that that diamond in the rough. He's already proven his worth, but again, he's just getting better with each game.
Yeah, Gary Harris, Will Barton, Nikola Jokic, Paul Millsap, guys like that, they set the foundation for the Nuggets. Jamal Murray is the guy that can take them from a team that can win on any given night to a team that needs to be feared by every single team on any given night. He elevates their ceiling from legitimate playoff contender, maybe has a chance of a Western Conference Finals appearance, to a legitimate title contender. He is the person that can ascend them to where they want to be, because he has such a freakish amount of just scoring acumen. He can do whatever he wants to as an offensive scorer on the floor, whether it's mid-range at the rim, you know, explosive athleticism at the rim, hitting three-pointers beyond the arc, out to 40 feet even. But the thing with him is he needs to figure out the consistency. He can't have 2 points in one quarter and then 34 in the second half. Like, that is the feast or famine version of Jamal Murray right now. And if they can get 25 points per game as opposed to 48 here or 8 there, that is where they're going to take those big leaps. But you see the potential ceiling with this team, with Jamal Murray getting better and better every year, and his chemistry with Nikola Jokic developing such a telepathic level to where they are just always on the same page on the floor. And when you start seeing flashes of that, you start seeing flashes of the Denver Nuggets title contention in the very, very near future, because he is that good. Jamal Murray is that good. And when you put players like Will Barton and Gary Harris and Paul Millsap and Nikola Jokic around him, it elevates everything that Jamal does on the floor. So I do love the maturation that I've seen, but there is so much more for him to gain out of the season and so much more of the path for him to walk down.
And the final thought for me would have to be on the head coach, and that would be one Mike Malone. Again, we all look back when he took the position. We all said, he's coming from Sacramento. And we said, geez, you know, and he wasn't really the first choice. But all of a sudden, he's come in and slowly, with the help of draft choices and free agency, has slowly built the product very, very respectable on the floor. I mean, you know, and again, I know we're halfway through the season, you know, to start talking, you know, NBA Coach of the Year. But doggone it, I mean, he's brought some stability to that coaching position there in the Mile High City.
And not to correct you on your own show, but Tim Connelly and the Nuggets front office and their executive, they did have Michael Malone as one of their primary options. This was not a secondary or third option in their coaching search back in, I believe it was 2014. They came into that season, they wanted to talk to Michael Malone. He was the commodity they really wanted to get a hold of. And credit to them for finding the guy who was able to, like you said, create the culture that now exists within Denver. And I don't care if it's been 42 games or 75 games. Right now, Michael Malone is without a doubt the coach of the year in the NBA. He has this Nuggets team with the most total games missed due to injury. He has missed three of his five starters for over a month. And he's doing this with the second youngest team in the NBA. And he's empowering a non-athletic, slow-plodding 23-year-old center to run his offense and his defense. Michael Malone deserves all of the credit in the world for being able to get this Nuggets team where they were, because back in the Brian Shaw era, they were going nowhere but backwards. The very end of the Brian Shaw era was, it was really summed up in the 1-2-3-6 weeks chant with six weeks left in the season. To go from that point to here to where every single player on the Nuggets roster has completely bought into Michael Malone, it's astounding, and it's 100% of the credit of Michael Malone.
To TJ, we want to thank you so much for joining us today, and hopefully we'll get a chance to chat with you right before the start of the playoffs and see where the Nuggets actually wrap up the season. Hopefully they will be in that 1-2-3-4 slot, and they're hosting for the first round.
At this point, they're on their way, and I can't tell you guys how much I appreciate you having me on. It's always a pleasure of mine.
Thanks so much. TJ McBride, who's the Denver Nuggets insider for Mile High Sports here on 1480 K-Ray. We must pay a couple of bills. We'll be right back with more here on 1480 K-Ray.